Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll free 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email? You can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, the end of school is nigh. My son is last day of middle school is tomorrow. And sunny days are here. Temperatures have been in the mid-70s to upper 80s the past couple weeks. Last week, we had a day where it was like 92. And overnight, it got down to like 75 or something like that. So summer is definitely here. And with that, it's time to open your pool. So whether you have an in-ground pool or above-ground pool, it's that time of year to go ahead and get the pool cover off, get everything hooked up, and get ready for the summer swimming season. Now, we began opening our pool already over the past few days, and it's just been a mess. We got as much water as we could. I'll go through some of the items here as far as an article that I found from Trouble Free Pool that'll help you prepare your pool for summer enjoyment, whether you have an above-ground pool or an in-ground pool. As we go, I'll just tell little stories here and there of things that have happened when we prepared our pool. The first tip I want to share with you is prepare the cover. Over the winter, your cover may have accumulated leaves and debris from surrounding trees, as well as surface water from melted snow or rain. Using a submersible pump, clear off as much water as you can, and carefully use a rake to remove as much of the leaves and debris as possible. Some recommend the use of a leaf net when closing the pool in the fall, which can be gathered up when opening the pool to make leaf and debris removal easier. And that's something that I'm certainly going to consider this year because we had a ton of leaves and branches and stuff on our pool cover. And one thing that we noticed when we were getting ready to take the cover off, my wife put in the submersible pump, pumped off a bunch of water, and thought everything it was like dry. It was nice and dry. And then came back the next day, and there was water on the cover again. Well, it turns out that at some point during the winter, there were some holes that ended up getting poked into our cover that weren't there when we used it to close the pool last fall. So we're going to have to, this fall, replace our pool cover. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And I think when we do get a cover, we're going to look at getting a leaf net that goes over the cover so that if leaves fall, it's a net, so water will go down under the cover below, but it'll keep all the leaves and branches and other debris up off the cover so that when we go to open it, we could just gather up the net, pull it off the pool cover, and then we can, you know, get rid of the leaves and debris in the recycle bin. And then that would make cleaning the cover a little bit easier, for sure. Now, the next tip that I have for you is, of course, removing the cover. Now, carefully remove the cover anchors, or like if you have an in-ground pool, I'm sure you have cover anchors all the way around the pool. So carefully remove those. If you've got a above ground pool and you have a cover, most likely you have like a cable that kind of goes up underneath the lip of the pool, and then there's like a winch or a little crank winch that kind of tightens up that cable to keep it snug over top of the pool cover. So go ahead and loosen that as well. And then working from one end to the other, carefully roll the cover up as you go, allowing the remaining water and debris to gather, making sure that the ends of the cover stay outside the pool to avoid contamination. Now, we did have one year where we were doing that, and my wife inadvertently yanked the cover away from me in one way, and my side of the pool cover ended up in the pool. And man, was that a mess to clean up later. Oh, you just all this murky water, and we got some leaves that fell into the pool. It was just, ugh, it was nasty. So make sure that you as you're rolling it up, make sure that you keep the ends of that cover outside of the pool, so that it doesn't leak any of that murky water or debris or nastiness into the pool. Now, when you do get it out, make sure that you inspect it first. Before you clean it, inspect it. We knew right away that we had holes in our cover, so we were going to get rid of it anyway. But, you know, lay it out on the ground. Just inspect it. If you see any holes in the cover, don't try to patch them. It's not going to be worth it because the patch may not last over the winter. So it's best to, if there are holes in the cover, you might as well just replace it. And if you got to replace it, there's no sense in cleaning it. So, but otherwise, if you inspect it and it looks good, then go ahead and just take some soap, a little bit of water, and maybe a dust broom, you know, like a, I don't know what kind of broom, you know, like an outdoor broom, to go ahead and scrub the cover, rinse it off, and then allow it to fully dry before you roll it up or fold it up and store it away until the fall. You definitely want to make sure that it's completely dry before you do that, so that no mold or mildew grows on the inside of that, you know, on the inside when it's being folded up. Now, the next tip is install the hookups. Inspect the hoses, filter, and pump before installing, and replace or repair as necessary. You want to make sure that you do that. You don't want to be installing, for example, a hose that is cracked, or a pool fitting that is obviously damaged. You don't want to do that either. So go ahead and inspect all that. Inspect the pump. Make sure that the pump is in good working condition. We did have one year where the pump, after bringing out of storage, it wouldn't open. The gate on the pump over the winter had somehow warped and was damaged. So we ended up having to take that apart and get a new, it's a gate, I don't know what you would call it, a gate. It's not a valve per se. It's like a, you know, you pull it out and that opens the valve, and then you push it down and it closes it. But it's like a gate. It's not like a valve that, you know, it's like not like a normal valve that you would see. But anyway, we ended up having to replace that. And then we had to replace some fittings and stuff that were damaged over the winter. We tried to put it away properly, but, you know, I mean, in the winter time, where the stuff is being stored, unfortunately, and with the, you know, extreme cold where it gets below zero and then it warms back up and then gets below zero, over a period of time, that, you know, the hoses and fittings, you know, sometimes get a crack. I mean, it may end up start out with like a little chip, but because of the, you know, extreme temperature swings where it goes below zero and then, you know, it warms back up and then below zero and then it warms back up, kind of allows that weakness to just travel and break apart. So make sure that you inspect all the hookups and filter and everything before you hook it back up. Next Next tip along with that is fill the pool so the water is halfway up the skimmer opening. You don't want to turn on the pump or the filter or anything until that's done, because obviously if it's not up to, you know, halfway up the skimmer opening, you're going to get air that's going to be going through the system because there's not enough water. So definitely make sure that the water level is halfway up the skimmer opening before you start operating it. The next tip I have for you is add the chemicals. Now this article says that, and it's very interesting, pool opening kits are available, and they are. You can go out and buy them right now. But they may contain chemicals you may not need, and they tend to be expensive, which is true. You know, the pool opening kits are really, really expensive around here. Their recommendation is to talk to local pool supply store to see what they recommend for your particular pool. A lot of them, at least the ones in my area, offer a free water analysis. All you need to do is bring in a vial of your pool water, and they will test it and then recommend what you need to maintain the proper chemical levels. Now, this article from Trouble Free Pool does have an ABC guide to pool water, where it kind of goes through the chemicals and the levels and you know what to look for and what you need. So definitely check that out. If you go to our website, mvpinsured.us, lower middle landing page, you'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on that. It'll bring you to our blog. If you're listening later on, easy enough, just go in the upper right and type in Pool Opening Tips 2023, and it will bring you to this blog post associated with this podcast with a link from to the article from Trouble Free Pool. I've only shared a few of their tips. They've got many, many more. So I highly recommend that you read the full article from Trouble Free Pool. Lots of interesting stuff. Again, this is stuff that I will be using in my pool for this season for sure. One other thing that I thought I was, just as an aside, I thought it was kind of interesting. Down the street from us, there's somebody that has a sign out front saying above ground pool, $250, you must dismantle. And I was thinking about that, and I was talking to my wife, and I'm like, you're essentially paying somebody to haul away their I won't say garbage, but their debris. For $250, all you're going to be really able to salvage is the shell, the skeleton of the pool. You won't be able to reuse the liner. Because, you know, the liner is when they put it on is kind of like a drum where, you know, it's really tight. It's put on really tight and then water is added to the middle until it starts to sag down and kind of conforms to the interior of that skeleton. So it's not like you can dismantle it and then take that pool cover and go and put it back the way it was, because, you know, the bottom of the ground is going to be different. The way the skeleton frame is set up is going to be different in the new location. So it's really pool liner is not going to be usable. So essentially you're paying $250 for a frame, which you're going to have to take down. And then I'm sure they're going to make you take that liner with you. They're probably not going to throw it away. So, I mean, I just thought that was kind of odd that, you know, yeah, they're selling an above-ground pool. All right, above-ground pool for $250. But the liner itself is going to cost you between $2,500 and $3,000. You know, and then you have to pay somebody to and that includes installation. And then you've got to pay I think they wanted to charge, when we got our liner replaced, they wanted to charge $400 to bring in a water truck to fill the pool. But luckily, right here in our front yard, we have a fire hydrant, so they were able to get a permit from the township to get access to the hydrant here. I think that was like $150. So they were able to get a permit for $150 to use a hydrant to fill our pool. But yeah, the frame itself is $250, but you're going to be responsible for throwing away the liner, which let me tell you is really heavy. Took us like 3 garbage days to finally get rid of it. We had to cut it up into like 3 decent sized pieces to be able to throw it away. So, you're hauling away the liner, so you're having to, you're essentially through your garbage having to pay to throw that away. You're having to get the labor and everything to dismantle the frame or the skeleton of the pool, and these people get $250. I don't know, it just seems odd to me. But anyway, want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. Again, we are from M. Vanderplough Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you want to give us a call, our phone number is anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area. Phone number is 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do for this week. I want to thank you again for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And if you do have a pool, whether above ground, in ground, or inflatable, I hope you're able to enjoy it this summer season. Take care.